Here we go. A little bit of Fat Guy Radio Show.
The hottest t-shirts to hit the internet online now. Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store at fatguyradioshow.com/store. T-shirt styles and designs for everyone. Show your love for the show or rock a killer swanky new tee designed by us. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/store. Starting at just $19.99. Choose your size and color, then buy it now to order. 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shipping worldwide. Order today as supplies are limited. The Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store.
It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. We got the Fat Guy Radio Show. Hey, hey, America. You want to laugh? How about you get down with the Fat Guy cast? We got Corey. He bougie AF. Then we got DJ. He never does anything. And then DA. He lazy, and little D, yo, he crazy. Put them together, they all fun. Here we come again with the Fat Guy Radio Show. Running out.
Fat Guy Radio,
radio Show.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Fat Guy Radio,
radio
Holla, it's the Fat Guy Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Podcast.
Fat Guy Radio,
radio Show.
It's the
Fat Guy Radio,
radio Show.
Yeah.
Fat Guy Radio,
radio Show.
That's a radio show.
Radio Show.
Podcast.
Oh.
Boom, let's go.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is another Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, and well, here we are. Here I am. Thank you to the flu shot.
Ooh.
I am experiencing mild flu symptoms right now. I do not have a fever. I do not have a cough, but I just feel completely icky. And it's like that feeling that you get when you know you're headed into a sickness, but you're just not all the way in yet. That's where I am right now.
Yeah, no, I've never had that feeling unless I get the flu. I've never had marginal minimum flu feeling.
Yeah, it's a marginal symptoms. I do not have a fever. I wouldn't have been able to get in the building without it.
How do you know it's not COVID?
I've already been tested, D.
Did you get tested after you had the flu shot?
I got tested on Monday. I got the flu shot a week and a half ago.
Ooh.
I don't know, Corey.
It's not COVID. And if it is, see ya.
Ah, you don't want to go out that easy.
Oh, if it is, welcome to the DT Radio Show.
Why the DT? Why not the DA?
Because I get everything.
Yeah, that's true. You light skin. You got white privilege. You got more white privilege than me.
So nevertheless, I am a little under the weather. I am going to fight my way through the show. But if I log out and disappear, you know what it is.
You still look good, though.
Oh, thank you very much.
Actually, you do.
Lots of B12 shots. Mm-hmm. There is so much makeup on, and I'm pretty sure that I'm being held up by sticks that are attached to my back to make me sit up straight.
That's a big ass stick. That's a tree.
It's not a big stick, DA. It's a multitude of sticks.
Okay. It's a tree.
And one of those sticks may or may not be up my ass, but that's not what we're here for, ladies and gentlemen.
Scarecrow.
We're here to put you, to bring on a great show for you. Boys, you know how much I have championed the hashtag Mask Up Arizona.
Yeah. I thought you made that up. Like, honestly.
No. That's a huge coalition, and we joined in with that, jumped on the bandwagon of Mask Up Arizona, and there's a new one that's coming out called Mask Up America, and we'll have some social media stuff that will be going out about that, but. Boys, DA, you've been in the mask game. You and the wife dabbled in the mask game.
Uh-huh. Big money.
DT went and got fake COVID tested so he could grab stacks of mask from the drive-thru COVID test.
No COVID money.
You know what I'm saying? DT got his COVID bailout money in the form of mask.
Exactly. This is also how I get a mask. You know how Circle K is like selling like packs of masks for like $10 to $15, mm-hmm. yeah. like two packs and stuff, and then you get like a 50 pack for like $100 or whatever.
Yes.
What? Nah. Stores are now making it mandatory for you to wear masks in their stores, right?
Yeah.
So what I do is I go to said stores and they say, oh, do you not have a mask? Here, we'll give you a mask. And I grab the mask and say, you know what? I don't want to shop here right now. And I leave. And I got an unused mask now.
And then that's I go to work for one funky ass mask.
And then I go to another store. It ain't work. All you got to do is walk down a strip mall. You get them at every store. You give them out. Then
and
I
then
walk
what do you
home.
Do with them?
I wear them.
No. All but like, at once. What do you do with it after you get it? You put it in your pocket?
No, I just walk back to my car.
So you walk back to your car through the air, which could have COVID. So you could infect all the masks at once.
Mm.
They're not in a sterile environment.
Okay.
So DT basically has developed a mask game.
A mask theft.
Well, boys, you know.
It's not theft if they're giving it away.
They're giving it away, and masks are plentiful, even though, you know, hospitals and nursing homes don't have any, but that's okay.
Yeah, at least DT has them.
DT has them all. That's where they are.
Hey, hit me up, y'all need some masks. I got you.
So I have gone through several layers of masks. I've spent a lot of money on mask.
Okay.
And
for staying home. Like you've been home.
Well, I do go places.
Like, oh yeah, to eat.
I don't go to eat anymore.
Like through the drive thru is what I'm saying. Like you even were when I, going it, through the drive thru.
Yeah, when I go to the drive thru, I still wear a mask even through the drive thru.
So and do you replace that mask?
Well, the thing is, DA, and I champion this mask, is that my mask that I do have has an interchangeable filter on the inside.
Okay.
So you order replacement filters and you switch them out like every 2 or 3 days,
mm-hmm.
Or however often you use them.
So it's like underwear.
Yeah, it's kind of like underwear. So like in your case, I switch it out every week.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, boys, I was sitting up.
I'm not sure that's how underwear works, but we'll go with it.
Thank you.
Okay, mister, I got a separate pocket for my junk.
I do.
Show underwear. Yeah, I'm not sure that's how underwear works, but here
it
we
does.
Are.
It does. They're called Separtech, all right? Because they Separtech my techs.
Well, look, I'm economical. My boxers usually have a butt filter, so I don't have to wash them. I can just remove that filter. It goes up from the pee-pee to the ass crack, and then I just remove that filter every night.
And for those of you that are Afterburn subscribers, you will find out on Sunday morning that DA has a sleepy ass. So here's the thing.
Before you, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, Corey. I'm just really curious on how DA, like, uses, how many days he gets out of a single pair of underwear. Is it four? Do you do front, back, inside out, front, back?
I do front. That's 5 days.
Okay, so you, okay, got it.
That's about right. I think right now the pair that I have on is pushing about day 16. Anyway, boys, I was sitting up earlier this week, or actually this past weekend, mm-hmm. and I was watching our friends over at ABC 15.
Not my friends, but go ahead.
And they started talking about masks. I'm going to play the audio at the same time of sending you the tweet that the audio from our friends at ABC 15 are talking about. Here we go.
Maricopa County health officials want to remind everyone that not all face coverings are created equally. They recommend sticking with cloth masks that fit snugly and have multiple layers of a thick material. Bandanas and face shields are less effective, and you should avoid any masks with valves.
All right, boys, here's my mask.
Hey, that's a valve.
These are the masks that I've been wearing.
Mm. Let's see what it does. It's easier to exhale, which, you know, is probably not a problem for you. It's probably the inhale.
So the Maricopa County, Maricopa.gov, released a tweet that I didn't load up into the live stream, but there's the tweet right there. And it says, valve masks are the worst masks that you could be wearing.
Yeah.
Pretty much, right?
Yep.
I own nothing but valve masks.
Well, damn.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I was confused that if my valve mask is good enough for me to breathe out, but does it block it? Does it still block what's coming in?
No, it looks like it does the opposite. because it's saying the water droplets shoot from the valve. So you're shooting out and
okay.
Yeah.
So, but if I'm shooting out, if nothing's able to get in.
But no. but you guys, the whole thing about the masks and I believe this is the misconception that everyone has been perpetrating and everything. The misconception is the mask protect you.
Right.
The mask doesn't protect you. It protects others from your germ.
Well, that is true. And I understand I bought this mask with the hopes that its filtration system was strong enough to give me an additional layer of protection when I do come across someone that's not wearing a mask. That's the reason why I bought this mask that has the filters on it. And it has, this is the interchangeable filter DA that I was telling you about on the inside. So yeah, I bought this, but now the Maricopa County Twitter is saying that this is the worst mask you can have. And this is what I've been wearing.
So how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel worrisome as hell, which is the reason why I took to the internet. And after I bought these masks, I bought two of these and they were $35. I took to the internet and bought another one. And
you have
my new one here. And DA, I will show you. Where's the price tag? As soon as it comes into focus.
$30. Unisex.
What is this?
A Steph Curry Under Armour sports mask.
I now have DT's draws on my face. Because DT wears Under Armour.
No, I don't.
So, according, can you just let me live out the fantasy, please, before it's completely gone?
I hate Steph Curry. I would not support his.
What?
Okay.
It's been very well documented. He's second coming to Robert Horry.
I ordered a brand new mask. It's a sports mask. And what I liked about this sports mask is that it came in different sizes. So, this mask is, according to the Maricopa.gov, proper mask to wear. It came with a little baggie. You know, it's a good mask, DA, when it comes with instructions.
But that still doesn't look like a good mask, though. It looks too thin. You know what the standard is?
It's not too thin. The only thing that I don't like about it is that it's got like this booklet of papers on the inside attached to the damn mask.
That's probably to help cover up the COVID that you got. But no, what you want to do is get a lighter, hold it, I think, a few inches from your face and see if you can blow out the flame. If you can blow it out, it's not a good mask. And that little nylon piece of shit.
This isn't little. 1330. This isn't thin. This is pretty thick, DA.
I don't know. Is it breathable?
Yeah, I haven't tried it on. I just opened it.
Oh, like right now? Wow, you did an unboxing?
I did an unboxing video.
Oh, wow. Well, put it on.
Well, the reason why I like it is because it's big, and I haven't been able to find a cloth mask that's big enough for my face.
Yeah, because you got to...
I have a huge face.
Some big cheeks.
But oh my God, it smells like a brand new, I feel like I just tongued a brand new pair of shoes.
I mean, it doesn't look like it's going to do the job though. Like I can literally see your green breath.
It feels like it's going to do the job.
I mean, can you feel your breath?
You know what the true test will be? If I can blow out a candle, I can also blow vape through it.
Possibly.
Okay, let's see here.
Okay, try it. And as you do that, you could have asked me. I know, DT.
No vape smoke, DA. No vape smoke. So I wouldn't be able to blow out a candle. So this is a good mask, you ass face.
I mean,
you're just trying to kill me off, dude. It's bad enough I got Maricopa County. I like how it covers up my chin. If you look at this one, that's the illegal mask, according to Maricopa County. It doesn't cover my chin. You see my chin at the bottom?
Hey, not only that, Corey, it also says, hold on, it says that you can get fined for wearing that one because you're not under the mandate.
I've been wearing this mask everywhere.
So I'm surprised they didn't arrest you, bro.
Honestly, does it really say you can get fined for that?
Yeah, because if you perpetrate the mandate, you get arrested.
You don't get arrested if you perpetrate the mandate, you jagaloon.
Yeah, you do.
That's just for black people.
What the heck does perpetrate the mandate mean?
That means go against it.
Perpetrate the mandate.
I'm already doing that.
Thank you.
He doesn't get your hint.
No, he didn't. He didn't get last show either.
I wrote down every single one last show. Calm down.
No, you didn't. Clearly, you don't go back and watch the show either. Here's the thing.
No, I don't watch the show because I don't have Facebook.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, but you got YouTube and it was posted up there.
But we got taken down on YouTube because we violated their guidelines because there are jagaloons.
I didn't give you this signal last week. It was the week before. Again, proof that you're not paying attention. Nevertheless,
okay, Corey, I did write every time you do this, I write it down.
Thank you. This
I love feelings
is illegal.
Yeah. You're not good under the mandate. And that you should have been fine. You should have been fine. And I got video proof that you were breaking the mandate.
Video proof from what?
I should snitch when you were walking in the park.
I did have it on.
Yeah. Oh, I love blackmail. I love blackmail.
Okay, question though.
Did he just come out? What happened here?
My question is, if I am in the park by myself,
I'm going to try this on,
and there is no one around me,
you'll still get put on the child sex registry if you start jacking it.
No, you will.
Do I need to wear my mask?
Yes. You know what, DT, that's a good question. And when I was in the park, when I was walking before I went down with DA's insurance policy, mm-hmm. I wasn't anywhere near anybody. I was acre social distancing.
Yeah, I wouldn't say an acre.
It was an acre. It's a big park. I was far away from people as possible. I still had my mask on.
Yeah, but it wasn't doing anything.
But the thing is when they talk about social distancing, they say wear a mask where social distancing is impossible.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, because I see videos of people getting screamed at by walking down the street by themselves, not wearing a mask.
Yep. Yeah, that video in New York where the guy was yelling at the Jew on the sidewalk.
I've seen that one. I've seen countless ones. But the thing is if I'm by myself walking down the street where there's no one here, I do not need to wear a mask because there's no one at risk.
Can we run it back real quick? Dita, where did you get that mask that you were putting on, that white one?
This one was given to me by the National Guard.
Damn, you are cheap. Can we talk about how Corey paid $30 for that mask, though?
You know what? This mask is extremely comfortable, except for these pieces of paper that are flying into my mouth right now.
Cut the paper, but this is why black folk will never get ahead, because y'all want designer crap.
Hey,
you just bought a designer mask.
Shout out Under Armour.
You talking about me for being black?
I like Under Armour isn't black.
Quit shouting out Under Armour. They're not a sponsor.
Not yet, but you can get Under Armour products at Walmart.
Armor Under.
Hey, Under Armour. Hey, Armor. Devity got to it before me. That proves that I am sick.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
I have a baby inside me, mm-hmm. and I want to take it out of me.
Mm-hmm. Right. She wants it out now, please.
Right.
Can you take it out?
No, we cannot. That's not what we do here.
And why not?
What you say, take it out.
Yes.
You end that life. That life will die.
Right. It's already dead. It's not living.
No, it is living right now. It has
life this big.
It has a heartbeat right now.
I don't think so.
It is a living, breathing life that God has created.
I don't think he's breathing.
We can show you that it's breathing.
It hurt my stomach.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I feel bad because I was the one who put the baby in her.
You don't need to feel bad.
I was just trying to give my daughter pleasure, and next thing I know, there's a baby inside her.
Mm-hmm. You keep calling her your daughter.
Yes.
Okay. Is he your father?
Yes.
This is your daughter?
Yes.
Okay.
I wanted to give my daughter a treat.
I understand. I don't need to hear any more of that. I understand.
She just had...
But
look at that face.
I understand.
How could I not give it to her? Would you have not given it to her?
I understand. Listen, that is not important right now. We're at this moment. It really doesn't matter how we got to this moment.
When he treated me, he said this will be our little secret.
Yes. This is why I do it behind the dumpster, so no one can see.
From the BDB Radio Network Studios, this is the Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with Daniel Taylor and Doug Andrew. Counting the hours until the buffet opens, here's our host, Corey Blaze.
Why didn't we get Lady K's comment in on the show?
Yeah, I just saw that. Is that how you started the segment?
Yeah, that was a question.
Oh, that was very unprofessional.
That wasn't very unprofessional. It's not getting Lady K P1's comment in on the show.
I was getting in on the next segment. I literally just seen it though.
Hi, Lady K. Sorry your comment on the show was 17 minutes late. Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcast in 79 countries with more than 1 million downloads worldwide, heard by the best Fatnetics. This is Fat Guy Radio Show, home of Arizona's Hot Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah, he's sick.
Naming every poop he took in October as a spooky dookie from Anus, France, that's Daniel DeTay-Taylor.
Was good.
Refusing to help his wife clean the house because his vacuum sucks from Wakahuda, Florida, there's Doug the DA Andrew.
Oh, yeah, you sick. Holla.
And I'm your host, Corey Blaze, just realizing that Motown is not a place to buy lawnmowers from Virginia, Utah. Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. We welcome your comments on our live stream or tweet us your comments at Fat Guy Radio Show. Use hashtag Fat Guy Radio Show. We may read them on the air. You're also welcome to slide in our DMs during, before, and after the show. Follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all popular social media. And today's show is brought to you by our swag merch store at fatguyradioshow.com/store. Purchasing a shirt, cup, or gift from our swag merch store is the perfect way to support this show. FatGuyRadioShow.com/store. Editor's note, for every item sold, our swag store gets closer to being added to Trump's list of successful duties as president. See Mike Pence for details. Well, welcome to the show, everybody, everywhere. I didn't mean to start the segment like that, but D.A.,
you're anal, I get it. Cummings said somebody got corona.
When Lady K says something,
uh-huh,
we react no matter what we're talking about.
Okay. So if we're talking about, I don't know, genocide in Armenia. Oh, hey, Lady K.
Then Lady K chimes in. Hi, fellas. Yes, that's the way it works for Lady K. You have the list of people that are, no matter what we're talking about,
Acknowledge your girlfriend.
Acknowledge the woman that has supported this mother effing show for years.
The only woman that will talk to you.
Sadly, but true. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. We got a fun packed show for you today. I'm a little under the weather, but don't worry about it. Along with things being disappointing,
Lady K said, tell Baby K hello. She's here with me.
Oh, well, hello, Princess K.
And Lady K, can you just keep talking throughout the show so I can keep interrupting this fat bastard?
You can interrupt this fat bastard with anything Lady
Please
K has
just
to say.
Say everything and anything. Tell me what you have for lunch, Lady
hello,
K.
Hello, Princess K. It's a little late for you to be up. I hope you guys did not get too slammed by that hurricane that came in off the Gulf yesterday. I meant to reach out and check on you guys, but
no time for your girlfriend.
I was too busy trying to not die.
Okay. You do got corona then.
That would be your call, DA. And DA, how would you feel if you get a call or a text message from my little brother, because he would most likely be the first one to know. You get a call or a text message from my little brother saying that it was the corona and I didn't sashayed my fat ass off this planet. How are you going to feel then, DA? How are you going to feel?
I'm going to text him and say, you rich bitch. Insurance. I bet you corona's not even covered, though.
Probably not. Corey will, however, get the world's best Big Mac because it'll be a Big Mac in heaven.
It would be a Big Mac in heaven. Yeah, it would.
Oh, crap. That was touching.
That was so beautiful. Touch what's in my pants, boys. I missed it. DT, why do you have the mask on? Guys, you know I'm under the weather. I can't. Why are you wearing?
I thought we were doing a mask show. You got your mask. I thought I was doing my mask.
I'm going
can I go
back.
Get my mask?
I'm going
it's
back
downstairs.
Home. DA and DT, you guys can finish the show. I'm going back home. I didn't drive my way
across town. You shouldn't be out
this.
If you're feeling sick, by the way. You're breaking another mandate.
Well, how else was this show going to get out, DA?
Tell
me.
Consuela. Text Consuela and tell her.
Index. I hear it's a great healer. The Greeks use it all the time.
Windex?
Princess K is watching right now, so I'm gonna do my best not to blow a gasket. But Lady K, feel free to let us know when she's gone off the bit.
Oh, so you're just fake.
I'm faking it right now.
Corey Cummings said, Corey, you need to put a hole in the new mask, I think for a glory hole. I don't know what he meant by that, but see,
DA, you've never met Chris, who's commenting on our Facebook Live right now.
I have not. But I like him.
I'm sure you would. He's got lots of guns.
Ooh.
What's that got to do with me? Lady K said, we're good. It's just crazy windy, but no major damage.
All right, good. I'm glad you guys are good. Can I get to my first topic now, if that's okay for you? Because I did do show prep.
Yeah, we've been waiting for you.
Thank you very much.
This ain't food.
I'm kicking myself. I'm mad. Mm-hmm. I missed it.
What'd you do?
Damn it, I missed it.
What'd you do?
What'd you miss, Corey?
Two of my favorite women were together, and I missed it.
Ooh.
I didn't. Betty Crocker and Patti LaBelle.
Betty Crocker. Wendy and from Wendy's. And
Wendy's a Dairy Queen. Is that what you're going to say?
That's better than what I was going to say.
Nope. On Wednesday, a Joe Biden rally took place at ASU baseball stadium, a.k.a. the Phoenix Municipal Stadium. And in the parking lot was Kamala Harris and... she was with Arizona resident Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys lives in Arizona?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I did not know this.
Yeah, Alicia Keys has a residence here. Here's the thing.
How do you know that?
I got an email that told me that there was going to be, Kamala was going to, I saw in the news, our friends at ABC 15, that Kamala was going to do a rally here in Arizona. She was going to be in Tucson first, and then she was going to come up to Phoenix.
Yeah.
I saw that on the news, and I said, you know what? If I wasn't feeling under the weather, I would really want to get out and at least be able to just see her and be able to say that. I said, you know, I didn't develop a little bit of a Kamala crush on Kamala Harris.
What?
When she wears those Chucks, I'm goop. I'm goop in a bucket when she wears those Chucks. I'm goop.
Chucks does it for you? Then you must see Snoop Dogg and then just get a massive, massive... kids are watching. Never mind. You must be happy.
When I see Kamala in the Chucks...
okay.
And then you know I've always had a stupid crush on Alicia Keys. And then I saw on Twitter the next day that it was Alicia Keys and Kamala both coming onto the stage in the parking lot at the Phoenix Municipal Stadium, which just happens to be 23 minutes and 47 seconds away from me, according to IMAPS.
But you know what? And this is something that really pissed me off this week, is all the Trumpers saying, oh, look at the Democrats. They go out, they only have like five people there, but Trump's rally has thousands of people. And I'm like, first of all, those people are dumb going out there trying to see their fearless leader. Second of all, the Democrats put stuff in place where not a lot of people can go to their rallies. They're trying to keep it as minimal as possible. So your ass wouldn't have gotten in anyway.
I would have been able to. I saw it on the news and then I saw something in my email. I would have been able to register to go and attend.
Dang.
Oh, I could have had the opportunity and then I just kicked myself.
Yeah, you could have seen Alicia Keys and her unshaven underarms.
I would. I don't care. Alicia Keys, I don't care.
French.
But AK and KM in the same location at the same time. I saw the video, a little clip of them on Instagram, on Kamala's Instagram, and I was like, man, I could have been there.
But can we not call Alicia Keys AK? There's already an AK, and that's AK-47.
I didn't say AK-47. I said AK.
Yeah,
he's saying, I thought you were going to say AK-47 at the same time. So
yeah, don't call her AK.
Can we not call Kamala Harris KM? Like, did you really call her KM?
Yeah, like you are standing hard.
Who is KM?
KM.
KM. It's KH, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I didn't even catch that part. It's just stupid using their initials.
I was like, Kyler Murray? What are we talking about here?
Yeah, take it from there, CB.
I wasn't thinking that I said KM.
Yeah, you're sick.
Right, but I missed it, and I'm really mad at it, and that's the sad part.
Well, I think because you couldn't get their names right is very like it's very good that you missed it. Because have you gone, you would have embarrassed yourself so much that
no,
yeah, it would have been horrible. Also, when was this?
I love you.
When was this?
Wednesday. They were here Wednesday.
Okay. I'm pretty sure you wouldn't have gotten in because you are sick with flu-like symptoms, which is very much like COVID symptoms, according to the leader of the United States right now. It's the same thing. So they would have been very precautious with you and been like, "I'm sorry, sir. One, you're black. Two, you can't be here."
Now, here's the thing. I don't think I would have been banned for that reason, because I would have went. I would have parked in the parking lot because everybody was in their cars. I would have stayed in my car. I just wanted to see Kamala Harris. And then if I would have known that that Alicia Keys was going to be there, then I would have doubled down to be there. But then I probably wouldn't have got in anyway because my damn mask is out of compliance.
Yeah, they would have seen that cheap crap and said, "Sir, go home."
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick
more like a sheepskin condom.
We're going to take a quick break right here, and on the other side of this, more fun and more thrills. And oh, when you thought my best friend couldn't do anything more to keep me away from him, he did. We'll be right back with that on the other side of this. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com. Woot woot, AK-47. You matter. You count. Posting, sharing, resharing, and tweeting about the upcoming elections is not enough. I apologize for downplaying how our votes don't matter in the past. They actually do. Your vote, my vote, every vote. This November, it is a battle for the soul of this nation. You must vote. There is no other option. If you're unsure on how to register or how to vote in your state, I found that vote.org is a great resource. This is not a paid sponsorship for vote.org, nor does vote.org have any affiliation with this show. I'm just sharing a resource that I found beneficial. Educate yourself. Don't be reactionarily angry at the outcome of the election. Use the passion you have now to affect the outcome of the elections by voting this November. It's not too late. And the time of being silent has come to an end. Stand up, speak out, be heard. You and I, your neighbors, your family, your friends, every American has a voice in their vote. Register now and vote. This is not the time to be complacent, lackadaisical, defeated, or melancholy. Rise up and give this country, your children, my children, your family's children, a better future. Don't succumb to the fear, deceit, and sleight of hand of those whose only purpose is to silence you. Mask up and vote in person or vote by mail. Whatever way you choose, vote.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Walmart.com is your holiday mecca. From decorations, table linens, cookware, and food. With everyday low prices at Walmart.com, your holidays are sure to be top-notch. Get the latest in technology from Walmart.com so you can spend the holidays safely with your family and friends all over the world. Get started today at FatGuyRadioShow.com. All your needs and wants now at Walmart.com through the banner on our website. Welcome back to the Shody. Whoa, 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 everybody everywhere. Well, my best friend, I can't see anybody, and they can't see me, other than on this platform.
Well, you could go see them, Corey. Life is still going on.
No, life is not. Life has stopped.
So maybe for you, but not for many.
Yeah.
Well, for me, because I'm fat and have pre-existing conditions, and DA, I really am starting to think that you just have a desire for me to die. Nevertheless, I'm not here for that. Not here for that.
So, I see plenty of fat people out.
So, yeah, and they're dying.
Chris Christie's still alive.
Is he really?
That should tell you something.
If Chris Christie is still alive, I'm going to Peter Piper Pizza tomorrow.
Exactly, with no mask and just touch everything.
And I'm tonguing everybody. Here's the thing.
I don't even know who Chris Christie is.
Former governor of New Jersey.
He's fat as hell. Just Google him.
Fat. And he has asthma.
Corey look like you.
Oh.
Oh, damn, that's a fat bitch.
And he had and he had that gastrobypass surgery thingy where you loop your stomach off anywhere else. But anyway,
COVID. Oh, the, what's the other dude? Welker?
Yeah, dude? Al Roker. Al Roker, same thing.
Yeah, the Al Roker surgery.
So the COVID has kept us from friends and family, other than unless you're DA.
No, he's kept you from friends and family. Continue.
And my best friend I haven't seen since I last had him and his wife over the house a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when I said I had my friend, the White Knight? He was the first person to cross the threshold of my place.
I thought D-Tay was your best friend. I thought this whole segment was going to be about D-Tay.
D-Tay is not my best friend.
Huh, that's news to me.
I'm his fantasy.
Yeah, he's my fantasy.
Yeah. Okay.
He's the dream that I never want to wake up from that is slowly turning into a nightmare. Mm. Nevertheless, I haven't been able to see my best friend, which lives literally blocks away from me. And then now he decided to make a decision this past week that cemented the fact that I will never, ever see him again inside of his house.
He's going vegan or something?
He's not going vegan.
Is he moving away?
He's not moving away. After he made this decision, he might as well. But no, he's not moving away.
He's voting for Trump.
No, he is not. I don't care who he votes for.
Really?
That has nothing to do with we're still friends, no matter what he votes. No matter how he votes.
He says something positive about black people?
Mm-mm. There is one thing that I have raved about on this show that I have been battling forever. Since, or actually I would say for the last 6 years as I've owned my home. My best friend, in his infinite wisdom, and I told him I was going to slam him on the show about this. My best friend went out and adopted a damn cat.
I don't know why I didn't think of that first. Why would you adopt a
mother effing cat?
What?
And named it Ivy.
Oh, that's a cute name. I love that
name.
Must
be poisonous.
Look.
Or Beyonce's daughter.
He's not only adopted a cat, but he has a dog. He has the best dog on the planet. Jenna is his dog. I love his dog. He is now, Jenna's an older dog, and older dogs at some point, they just tolerate cats.
Yeah. So they're too old to chase him.
Yeah, they're just too old. They just don't care anymore. But now he's got this damn cat with this cool kick-ass dog, and he moved blocks away from me, and I haven't seen the new house, and now with this freaking feline running around, it's a mortal lock. I will never see the inside of that house.
Why?
Are you allergic? Cats jump up and walk on everything. Their fur and hair flies off and gets on everything. I will never eat another thing. I'd never eat. This is cats are the reason why I don't eat anything from anybody else's house. It's not all about the OCD. It's about the fact that cats, they get into everything. They rub on everything. There isn't a cat out there that doesn't shed that's not sitting on Mr. Evil's lap. Cat sheds.
You just said two falses. No, they don't. And Mr. Evil had a hairless cat, and hairless cats don't shed.
You didn't listen to what I just said, and I'm not going to repeat it.
I'm not going to go back and listen either.
He said there's not a cat in the world that doesn't shed unless they're sitting on Mr. Evil's lap.
Oh, unless, I thought you said including, my bad.
Cats are disgusting.
Yeah, but he can lock the cat up when you come over.
He's not locking up all the hair, all the fur that's coming off of it, that's hopping up all over. And then, dude, have you ever been over to somebody's house that has a cat?
Yeah, they put their butt in your face all the time.
And they put their butt in their face, but just, even if they lock the cat up, I've done it. I've gone over a friend's house in the past that had a cat. They put the cat away. I sit on their couch. I'm having a good time. I'm double gun pointing, wink, wink, throwing back a couple of beers. I get up. I go home wearing a fur coat. Didn't even walk in with a fur coat, but now I got one on.
Wash your
Corey
shirt.
Walked in naked, left out looking like Chewbacca.
I walked out of there looking like I just came out of an igloo.
Or whatever that Star Trek
cats
did.
Are disgusting. Domesticated or not. And now my best friend, who I love to death, has a cat.
No, you don't love him to death because
I
want to
kill him now. He has a cat.
Yeah. See, this whole time I thought your qualm was with the wildcats.
My qualm is with the wildcats because the wildcats and the feral cats poop and they're gross and they're disgusting. But dude,
yeah,
cats,
I have U of A too. But
even domesticated cats they still get on everything.
Yeah, because they're a cat and it's their home.
Right, and they make it their home. But just, I like to go over people's house to feel comfortable. I'm not going to feel comfortable.
Hey, Chris Cummins says you should go over there and finally get some hair on your damn chest.
Ooh.
You bare-chested Ooh. Bitch.
Chris, you...
Bare-chested bitch.
Chris, you sexy son of a bitch.
I'm going to
pop you in your face when I see you. Tell your mom I said hi, by the way, Chris. Saw her a couple of weeks ago. It was sweet. But, Aww. Dude, I like going over my best friend's house and chilling and relaxing, kicking my shoes off, putting my feet up on his couch, throwing his kids around the room.
Did you eat his food anyway?
No, I did eat when I would go over his house. Not anymore. All that's gone. He's got a cat.
No, I totally get where you're coming from, because sometimes your friends do stuff and you're just like, yo, I, as much as I love you, I can't come over. Like, I had this one friend who, every single time I came over, they would feed me and then they would just molest me.
Oh.
No matter how many times I told him to stop.
Hey, I apologize several times, DT.
Don't step on the joke.
I'm sorry.
It's not fun. Now I know how you feel.
I'm not feeling
now
well.
Now I know how you feel when I step on the joke.
No, DA steps on my jokes all the time. I apologize. I'm under the weather.
Yeah, but the thing is, fine. I do it on purpose. Why did you do it? Because are you lacking radio expertise?
I wasn't
because Corey knows that I'm so sexy that I probably have a lot of female friends who want to molest me while I'm at the house.
Yeah,
true. So you probably thought I was telling a real story instead of just the story about me going.
But now none of it's
house.
Funny.
Yeah,
well, no, not, yeah, it's not funny because I explained it. It's okay though because at least I don't have a cat.
Nah, I had two cats and nobody complained about coming over my house.
That's and how many no people came you. Over your house though?
A lot of people. I had so many parties.
That was because you're a drug dealer.
Drug dealers don't have parties.
No, drug dealers have a lot of people over their house though. They got to come in, and if you have one of those drug buyers that are really picky and they bring their own scale, what?
Hey, or I could have just trained my cats to deliver the drugs to the parking lot.
You could have.
Meow, here's your gram.
Chris off the Facebook, if you go to a shelter and you get me a cat, so help me God, I will use it for target practice outside Ooh. Your house.
Yeah, but Corey, you're overreacting with the cat.
I'm not overreacting. I can't go and see my friend because of COVID. Now I can't go and see my friend because of a cat.
You got to treat the couch Chris,
if you go to Corey's house right now, there are cats you can use for target practice. But you didn't hear that from me. What do you talk about, Peter?
Oh, yeah. You can just go to his house and
Chris,
go
can you bring like one of your arsenal of guns and come to the house and just pop off some of these kitties that are running around my house? Speaking of that, sidebar, just real quick, I actually finally had a brief conversation with my neighbor about the cats.
That was the Ooh. Latest sidebar freaking
I finally caught her outside of her front door and outside of my front door, and we were not socially distanced, we were acrely distanced, and I was yelling at her through a bullhorn, and I asked her, I says, cat lady, I'll leave her real name out. The cats, you know what her, you, and I told her, I says, look, if you look over the back fence, you will see three separate mounds of cat poop where they just keep going to the same spot and pooping. And I pointed to we were in the front yard. I pointed to the walkway up to my front door. And I says, the wood chips that are down here are just nothing. But I think the ratio between wood chips and cat poop are now on the side of cat poop. And it smells. And her response was, I don't even know where these cats came from. I don't even know why they're here.
Because you keep feeding them, bitch.
And here's the thing. We were having this conversation with her standing in front of her front door. And what's in front of her front door? Cat dishes. And she couldn't figure out why the cats are here.
You let her lie to your face.
Dude, she is a, I didn't want to get arrested or shot.
I mean, you're right at your house, though. You can just dip right back inside.
It don't matter if you inside your house, Breonna Taylor. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break right here. The bitch lies. She didn't know nothing about the cats. She claimed she didn't know nothing about the cats. And while we were talking, two of the cats came up, and she pointed to it when it was at the end of the sidewalk. And she said, I don't even know where that one came from. As soon as she pointed to it, it walked right up to her and hugged her feet. You don't know where the cat came from, but the cat clearly knows where you came from.
I said, hey, mama.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Bad. There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19.
Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this podcast.
When I paint at school, I wear a smock. It protects me from paint. When the cookie sheet is hot, I wear a pot holder. It protects me from getting burned. When it rains, I wear a raincoat. It protects me from getting rained on. When it's cold, I wear a jacket. It protects me from getting cold. When my friends go to the pool, they wear sunscreen. It protects them from getting sunburned. When my mom and I garden, I wear gloves. It protects me from getting dirty. My dad wears a hat. It protects him from getting sun in his eyes. We all wear things to protect ourselves from something. What's different about wearing a mask? Hashtag mask up Arizona.
Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
Ladies and gentlemen, November 3rd is just around the corner. This time 4 years ago, there were 7.8 million early ballots cast. Today, over 98 million early ballots have been cast. Yet there are still millions of ballots that were requested but have not been cast. Call your friends, family, and neighbors. Remind them the time is now. Do not allow this moment to pass. Vote, vote, vote to save our ass. Just because the numbers are higher than 4 years ago means nothing. Don't believe the early polls. Do your part and vote now. Our plan to mask up, take your own black or blue ballpoint pen and hand sanitizers to the poll on Tuesday, November 3rd. Find your nearest polling location at vote.org. No matter where you live, get out and vote. And if you already have, be proud and encourage and help others to do the same. Vote November 3rd. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Shuddy Whoa, Whoa, Whoa. If you're just joining us on live stream, I am your host, Corey Blaze. That's Daniel D.T. Taylor right there.
That's good.
And Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
And Chris, if there's something that you're doing that you don't want your mom to know, possibly not putting it on a public forum like this international radio show probably would be your best bet. But I'm just saying.
Just saying.
I'm glad you're here, though, Chris. It's good to hear from you. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate you. Chris has a actually, he's been with the show since his inception because, okay, Princess K has gone to bed. So now, D.A. Chris has been around for quite some time is why we keep mentioning him on the show. Him and his family actually hosted the first ever Fat Guy Radio Show live taping out at his family ranch in far northwest Phoenix. And we're talking back in 2012. So him and his family have been huge supporters of the show from all the way back from its inception. They were the first one that said, yeah, I think we were probably on the air maybe about 4 months. And I knew his mother and I said, hey, here's an idea. She's like, absolutely. We ended up taking a caravan. They live so far out in the boondocks. There's not even a road to get to where they live. And their entire little community came out to support the first ever Fat Guy Radio Show live taping. And it's amazing. They're like on the other side of Sun City, way, way far out there.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So Chris has some history with the show. But nevertheless, welcome back to the show. Princess K has gone to bed.
Gloves are off.
Gloves are off. I love The Masked Singer. I've been watching The Masked Singer. Someone else that I've been watching a little bit lately, but for different reasons, is Wendy Williams. Have you ever seen the Wendy Williams show?
Yeah. How you doing?
Yeah, how you doing? The only reason why I watch it is I like to watch it right when it starts just to see if she's able to walk that day.
Did you see when she passed out?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, that was funny.
That was hilarious. Oh my God, it was the most dramatic. It's the best gift on the planet next to the green frog.
Hey, she's been losing it though.
Did you say you like to watch in the beginning just to see if she can walk that day.
Yeah, because she has a disease that makes her ankles and her legs swell. And she always wears sneakers. But sometimes she comes out and she just doesn't seem... No, not Chucks. She just doesn't seem stable at all when she walks. Corey's like,
it's the Chucks for me.
It's not the Chucks.
Right?
So I've watched Wendy Williams. Well, Wendy Williams made an appearance on The Masked Singer.
What?
She was on the premiere of Group C. The Group C, the group of singers that are Group C. And she was on as the lips. And spoiler alert, she was the first one to go to be voted off.
She can't sing.
She can't sing at all. And I'm not afraid of Wendy Williams, but I don't watch her because she's entertaining. I watch her because she just doesn't seem like everything is okay with her.
She doesn't seem like a human being.
No.
Did you see her period challenge picture? It was a silhouette of her because she's straight up and down, and then just her top half, her big old titties. said period.
She's,
I was like, man, that don't look right.
That's pretty much all she is. She's boobs and hair. She's
that's all she is. She's cheeks.
She. Oh my god, I got it. She is the black Beth Chapman. Remember Beth Chapman, the wife of Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Oh yeah,
rest in peace. All she was, DA. That's 5219. All she was hair and boobs. No butt, no other figure. And that's pretty much what Wendy Williams is. Wendy Williams is nothing but hair and boobs.
I didn't know she died.
Yeah, rest in peace, Beth Chapman.
Yeah, we did a whole segment on her on the show. That was my bitch.
Probably because I didn't know who she was.
But The Masked Singer, the interesting thing is that I watched the Wendy Williams show to see if she's stable and can walk that day. When she was on The Masked Singer performing one song before she was eliminated, they had her sitting down the entire show.
I mean, they just started when she's already on the couch.
They even brought her out on a little couch. And she sang from the couch. And then when they did the elimination, she was on a little stool.
What, are because, you serious?
Yeah, and there's a reason why. It's because if she would have stood up and walked,
they would have known who it was.
They would have immediately known who she was. Because she has a very distinct gait because of the situation with her ankles and her feet.
And she's tall. I mean, then why even do the show?
I don't know. It was horrible. It was wretchedly horrible.
Because you could tell her voice, too. She has that squeal about her.
Yeah. She's straight up New York.
Super annoying.
But then again, when I was watching the Wendy Williams show this morning, the first thing out of her mouth was her spoiling The Masked Singer that I still had sitting in my Apple TV.
Well, you got to catch up with it, man. How long are you behind?
The Apple TV, the Wendy Williams show came on at 10 o'clock. The Masked Singer just wrapped the night before. Masked Singer comes on Wednesday. She, like Wendy Williams does, she can't hold water in a bucket.
And she got big ass hands, too.
And with her fingers that don't bend, she could say Fat Guy Radio Show or Corey Blaze one time. I'm okay with that. I don't care if she's slamming me or not. I'm not a fan of Wendy Williams, but I watch her for different reasons. But she ruined the fact that it was her that was voted off on The Masked Singer for the episode that I hadn't watched yet. That was sitting in Apple TV. And when I immediately picked up my remote control and wanted to throw it at the TV.
I'm reading why. Because what? It says the bosses made her explain the erratic behavior on the show, I guess. So was she acting crazy on The Masked Singer?
She forgot the lyrics. And the one thing that you're not supposed to do on The Masked Singer is talk unless they have your voice altered.
Uh-huh.
She talked and then she did one of her patented Wendy Williams snorts that immediately gave it away. Of course, Kim Jong-un did not guess that it was Wendy Williams.
Kim Jong-un is on the show?
Or not Kim Jong-un.
Trump is wild. Him
and Dennis Rodman. The boys, bro.
Trump said, "I'm gonna put him on The Voice. This is gonna get great ratings. Kim Jong Un's gonna judge.
He's not a bad guy. He's actually a really nice. He's a really, really fine man. There's voices. The voices are singing, and the voices have masks.
The singers are masked. Best plutonium. He has the best."
I'm trying, Lady K.
And you know, it's if you can pick that grade of plutonium, you can pick out a voice.
Not I, doctor. I just, what is his name? Dr. Ken Jang.
Just say the Asian dude from Hangover.
The Asian dude from Hangover.
He guessed somebody else. And then Robin Thicke was also Bjork. Way off. And the only ones that got it were Jenny McCarthy and Nicole Swetson, the Snagger, I'll be back. Whatever.
Oh, Nicole Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, Nicole Schwarzenegger was the only one that was able to guess.
What'd you call me? I'm not in Scottsdale.
Her. this is a no Schwarzenegger area. The Nicole Schwarzenegger and what's the other girl's name? I just said I am not.
Jenny McCarthy.
Jenny McCarthy. Don't say it like I forgot on purpose, DT.
Jenny McCarthy. You guys like.
Jenny McCarthy is married to. They're white people. That's why you don't know. So they both guessed that it was Wendy Williams, and it was clearly Wendy Williams. And she talked in the middle of her performance.
What was her like clue package? Which is like, I'm a tall bitch and. Like
it was,
I had Drake on a chase, and
she had a whole career back in New York.
Yeah,
she went all the way back to the '80s.
They had like '80 motifs and stuff like that. If she wouldn't have screwed it up, I wouldn't have never from her clue package known that it was Wendy Williams.
Her clue package was vague as hell. Can you guys Google real quick, young Wendy Williams? Because she wasn't that bad. She just messed up before the surgery.
Before the cocaine and everything else, I'm sure that she was probably pretty good.
Yeah, what? Like, and then she just messed up her nose probably because she wanted to look more white. And then here we are.
I saw a picture of her with her and her family.
Mm-hmm.
She don't look nothing like nobody else in her family.
Because her face is plastic now, Corey. She had the cheeks lifted, the lips sucked out, I guess. And then the nose.
Oh my gosh, she was beautiful younger.
That's what I'm saying. She was like Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was a handsome black man.
Am I looking at the right one?
Yes, that was her back in her radio days.
I'm telling you.
Wendy, what the hell did you do?
And look at Michael Jackson young too. Like,
no, Michael Jackson looked better as he had more surgery.
Yeah. What is wrong with me?
57, 55. She was beautiful younger.
That's what I'm saying. And then she just ruined it. Like, again, I think some of it was cocaine, but a lot of it's plastic surgery. She still doesn't look bad right here.
She looked good right here.
Yeah.
Here's the thing is that she did make some mention on her show. My God, we sound like the freaking View.
I love it. I love the View.
She did make some mention on her show that she was in some type of documentary that hasn't come out yet that she reveals all. Maybe she's going to, and I did some research on her, and the only research that I did on her was I wanted to know what the hell was up with her ankles, and I found out that, you know, she has a disease that makes her ankles and her legs swell.
Maybe the disease isn't just relegated to the ankle and feet, but also to her face area. And in order to combat that, she sucked out most of her face.
Her face areolas?
Now, yeah, her face areolas. So now
that disease is not only affected her legs. You're surmising that it's also affected her face areolas.
Exactly. Also known as the cheeks. So now she sucked out everything below the cheeks so that when their cheeks swell up, she has a normal looking face. But other times when her face is not swollen, she looks like an alien.
I didn't realize. I've never Googled her young. Wow.
She was beautiful.
Okay. But Wendy, the changes that you made, you went from Ferrari to train wreck.
And she probably got a boob job now that I'm looking at it.
And she started where we are, in radio.
Mm-hmm.
She was a radio personality. Man,
when we make it big, if y'all see me looking up and calling, getting quotes to doctors for surgery, please, please slap me.
And hey, Corey already made it big and he didn't change, so.
I did too. Well, I had a whole lot of implant done so I could be a fat guy so I could have a radio show called Fat Guy Radio. Before I started Fat Guy Radio, I weighed 121 pounds. Thank you, Burger. Thank you, Dr. Burger King.
I was just going to say that. Corey made it big with fast food.
And don't forget about my surgeon was Dr. Burger King and my anesthesiologist was Dr. Pepper.
Your anesthesiologist takes more than Dr. Pepper to put your ass down.
But Wendy Williams voted off of the Masked Singer. It was horrible. She shouldn't have did it, but Oh, well. I mean, it wasn't as bad as, you know, Kim Kardashian.
What'd she do? She was on The Masked Singer, too?
You know what? What an empty bucket. I mean, when I think about Kim Kardashian, that's literally what comes to mind. She's just an empty bucket.
That's not fair.
Dude, in the middle of a pandemic where people are starving and dying in the streets.
Starving? Oh, how dramatic you are.
This bitch...
I'm so hungry. I have COVID.
This bitch goes and takes her family on a $1 million private island birthday celebration and posts it up. It wasn't that was so bad. What was really egregious, and she's been getting raked over the coals on social media about this, so not the only one that feels this way.
Mm-hmm.
What really put it over the top is that she commented under one picture of her luscious island lifestyle where she says, I'm humbly reminded of my privileged life.
Okay. What's wrong with that?
Bitch is so out of touch. Wrong timing, Kim. Wrong timing. And DA, don't look at me like I'm crazy. Everyone else on social media is feeling the exact same way.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with anybody?
She was showboating a lifestyle in the middle of a pandemic where people are suffering. And she's already lived a privileged life. Why showboat it right now? Wrong timing. And then to double down on it, talking about I'm humbly? You're humbly reminded of your privileged life? Get out of here.
Look, I saw the pictures. I didn't see the outrage, though. But yeah, I was like, okay, cool. She's celebrating a birthday and she's saying she recognizes privilege. Why is that a bad thing? She could have posted like, oh my God, it's another year. Yeah, it's my birthday, bitch. Like, but no, she said, I'm humbly reminded. I was able to rent an island for a birthday party and bring my loved ones with me. So she's saying she's humbled by it.
That $1 million that she spent on having that island birthday party. Mm-hmm. Imagine how much that would have been if maybe she would have taken that half of that and maybe bought some PPE for a hospital in New York.
How do you know she's not doing that?
Because she ain't posting that crap up everywhere. Because but she can showboat her lifestyle.
Showboating, it's opposite. So if she's posting,
everybody
oh my God,
has always said that she does nothing.
Oh my God, I just gave $500,000 worth of PPE to these orphanage. You would come on here and say, oh, that bitch, she's just showing off.
Number one, I never called her a bitch. I called her an empty bucket.
I'm calling her a bitch. Oh, that bitch, she just goes on there showboating, you know, she should have gave it to some other people. Like, it's a no-win situation.
Well, honestly, I hate that I have to say this, but I agree with DA on this. Because here's the thing. We live in this whole cancel society where everyone wants to cancel. Kim built a brand on doing that, showing people her lifestyle. She had a whole TV show about it. But when it comes to why not show, like, it's cool to do good. What is not cool to do is do that good and then showboat it off that you are doing good. Let other people do your deeds. If someone reports on that, let them report on that and show your good deeds. But the people who do good deeds and actually go out and say, hey, I did good deeds, then it kind of just takes away from the good deed that you've done. Like, you do not have to, you do not have to show people you're doing good deeds. You just live your life and do your good deeds in the dark. Because everything that's done in the dark is going to come to the light.
Kim, Jesus had a parable about that too.
Kim Kardashian built her brand because someone stuck a dick in her and filmed it.
Yeah.
Which is part of her life. I literally just said she built her brand on showing her life. She built
her brand on showing that ass. That's okay. What she built her
it's
brand on.
It's strategic and it's a brand. And she showed that ass in that picture.
Exactly.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break.
I'm humbly blessed to see your ass.
What an empty bucket. We'll be right back after this on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
I'll feel it.
It's our bonus show. What a wonderful way to get the free show each and every day. When you buy the bonus show, we can stay on the air. Less than coffee. No, it's not free. Buy the bonus show. See, when you support us by purchasing the bonus show at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn, you help keep the weekly shows free, and the show can grow so you get more. Go by the bonus show. So go by the bonus show. FatGuyRadioShow.com/afterburn.
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
I need your microphone, silly. Welcome back to the show, everybody, everywhere. This portion of the show is brought to you by Afterburn. Here to tell us about Afterburn is Doug the DA Andrew.
Hey, y'all. Do y'all want to see us in our natural habitat, being free, happy, and not subjugated by Corey's demanding stress on the Thursday show? Then you should go to Afterburn.
It's not like the last episode didn't start with Corey stressing.
Well, Fat Guy on the Afterburn? I don't remember that. Go to FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn for only $3 American or probably like, what, 2 million pesos. You can get the audio version of Afterburn. For $8, you can tune in and see us live in effect the day we go live, baby. So, FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn. Burn somebody.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Shoddy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. How come I've lived in Arizona my entire life, unfortunately, and I've never known that we had bald eagles?
You didn't know we had bald... I see bald eagles a lot.
No. I've never known we had bald eagles. I was watching PBS because I had, you know, nothing else to do. And they're as close to me as, like, Bartlett Lake. And I know if Chris is still watching, he's going to be like, Corey, I have bald eagles around my house all the time. Well, Chris, that's because... you live out in the wilderness where they tape this PBS special. I thought bald eagles were only in like Canada, which I have also thought that why is a bald eagle a representation of America when they're native to Canada? But Canada has them too, but I didn't realize that Arizona has bald eagles.
Yeah, they fly
south. Do we have an American bald eagle? Like there's actually an American bald eagle.
I just thought it was just a symbol for those two roided out attorneys that advertise on TV. Lerner and Rowe.
Lerner and Rowe is a place to go. Call 1-800-RO-NOT-O-ROE.
I thought that was a dog.
No, there's another one that's a dog too, but no.
No, Lerner and Rowe's a dog. You're talking about Goldberg and Osborne.
They've got the more serene. Goldberg and Osborne.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's also this Goldberg and Osborne.
And then the ego.
I'll spare you.
But I didn't realize that Arizona, I'll spare you. I didn't realize that Arizona had bald eagles. I'm an idiot. I'm a rube.
When I go to camping at Woods Canyon Lake, there is a nest of bald eagles there. And it's so beautiful to see.
It's illegal to walk up to that nest without a mask, though.
A mask with the vents on it or without the vents on it?
I don't think they care because their social distance is 20 feet in the air.
My sneezes get that high.
If your sneezes get that high, you need to get checked for something other than COVID.
But Corey, can I ask you something though?
Sure.
Because next week is voting, right?
Yes, Tuesday.
One of my favorite rappers, his name's Ice Cube. Have you heard of Ice Cube?
Isn't he the one that sings the song Ice Ice Baby?
Vanilla Ice. I believe
the answer is yeah.
Today was a good day. The Friday movies. Damn, you got knocked the out.
Who's holding the camera?
Who got the camera? That's that's one of my favorite songs.
Ice Cube from Law and Order.
That's Ice-T.
I'm out.
Dumbass.
I got nothing.
Moving forward. He has, since the pandemic started, he has been very social, right? Dogging Trump. Dogging politics.
Ice
T
or Ice
things.
Cube?
Ice Cube, you noob. Okay. Right. So he drew up a contract for Black America and he proposed it to Biden. And then it was in the news the other day that he proposed it to Trump's team too. And Trump's press secretary tweeted, hey, we got Ice Cube. We met with Cube. He's on board. And people started turning against Ice Cube for that, for meeting with the administration. Now it comes out to
meeting with the Trump administration?
Meeting with the Trump administration.
Okay.
He further explained that he sent feelers out to both administrations. He met with anybody trying to hear him. And people turned his back on him, especially Black people, who he's meeting Trump for. Now it comes out today that Lil Wayne met with Trump.
Was Ice Cube meeting with the Trump administration like Kanye West was meeting with the Trump administration?
Yes. Similar. It's similar. Kanye was meeting for what? Political reform and to get some other crap that he wanted to get done, too. It was about policy.
It was about policy mainly towards him, though. It wasn't a policy in direct correlation to what's been going on with the social climate of now and an actual contract for Black America and actual things that Colin Kaepernick has been fighting for and all these social Black Lives Matter and all that stuff has been fighting for. The whole Kanye West thing, yeah, he did meet with Trump, and like everyone thought it was very progressive, but when he met with Trump, he was literally like, "Oh, this is a really good guy," and everything. It wasn't like he was unbiased. Ice Cube literally sent out feelers to both teams.
No, Chris,
and was like, "Nah, this is strictly for this contract with Black America." I'm not in favor of Biden's team. I'm not in favor of Trump's team. Whoever is going to get the power, who can help us, that's what both sides need to hear this, because we don't know who's going to win the election. We need to know that both sides are willing to compromise and talk about this, because this is something that needs to change now.
Okay, may continue. So another rapper met today, Lil Wayne, and he mentioned justice reform, in which Trump had been working on with Kim Kardashian. And more outrage. He says, hey, he's trying to help Black people get out of prison. So my question to you guys is,
was that the Platinum Promise or something like that? Or Platinum Plan or something like that?
Weird like that. Well, yeah, the Platinum
Kim,
Plan.
Didn't Kim have something about like people in jail and stuff like that?
That's
too?
What I just said. Okay. Kim was meeting with Trump to get Black people, majority of Black
I'm gonna
people.
I'm going to turn my headset up.
Out of jail, out of prison. Like Alice, somebody, she got out. Some person that's been locked down and doing things in the community from prison, nonetheless. But Lil Wayne met with him and said, I like the things he's doing for racial justice reform. Not racial justice reform, but prison reform. So my question is, do people care who we vote for as long as it's not the other person? Because people are outraged that he said, oh, I'm going to vote for Trump. We want people to vote, but we try to cancel people that are voting for the running against our candidate.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're right. And I think that that's the bad side of it. Chris on the Facebook Live asked a question, am I racist if I wear a Trump shirt and a rebel flag face mask? No, Chris, because I've supped and ate at your house and I know for a fact that you're not a racist. And this is where the problem lies, DA, in my observation. And then DT, of course, you can definitely weigh in, is I think that that's why there is so much discord that the media just loves to hype up, is that they find the group of people that say, if you're not voting for my guy, then you're wrong. There's no such thing as, you know, you have your equal view and I have my equal view. It's either you're with me or you're against me. And that's where this whole thing has gone wrong. And unfortunately, the people that say you're either with me or against me are the ones that are getting the media coverage.
But it seems like it's a lot of people, though.
It seems like it's a lot of people, and a lot of people pointed to the fact that there may be somebody that's stirring that pot up. I don't know. Look, I have friends that I right now am consulting on with another startup company, and had a conference call with the CEO of this organization, and somehow Trump was brought up, and she is a huge Trump supporter. That doesn't, just because I'm not a Trump supporter does not stop me from having respect for her as a human being. We just don't see the same eye to eye politically, which is fine.
Yeah, I mean, because
we're not working together for politics. We're working together for her business and mine.
I don't know. It's just a lot of personal shots.
But, you know, it's really hard when you see, from my vantage point, when you see Trump do and say and not say some of the things that he has said and not said. Mm-hmm. And then you see rappers like Lil Wayne and Ice Cube and Kanye, you know, very, very noticeable, recognizable African-American men kind of chumming with him.
Oh, and 50 well, Cent.
And 50
out.
Cent. You know, that's kind of so hard for me in my in the way that I view it.
I'm gonna stop you right there, Corey. You got to take Ice Cube's name out of that, though.
What, is it Ice-T?
No, because he's not chumming with Trump. He's never even met with Trump himself.
Oh, okay.
He's
I don't know. I'm just saying.
That's the whole thing, is everyone's been putting this thing where Ice Cube has been meeting with Trump. No, he sent the plan out to both sides.
Right. He's
working bipartisanly to get this worked out for black people in America.
I'm going to stop you there, because 50 Cent said, I'm not voting for Biden because look at what he wants to do to my taxes.
No, so I didn't say anything about 50 Cent.
Clearing up Ice Cube's names.
Yeah.
I would clear all their names, honestly. I would clear all of them, because they're meeting with them for policy, trying to have change and initiate change. Biden, I saw a picture with him with Young Jeezy. Like, what's Young Jeezy doing?
Yeah.
The Birdman. What's he doing?
I'm not here fighting for anybody. I'm just saying, if you're going to report, you need to report facts, because we've seen multiple times. I literally had a conversation, and I brought it up on the show, where I had a conversation with a friend of mine about some MMA fighter calling out LeBron James, and everyone saying LeBron James had this whole this whole speech about how, like, if that dude would have came over to the finals and he would have pooped his pants. When that whole quote was taken out of context, and I have video proof and evidence of it, but they fabricated this whole fight in the media between these two athletes.
Yeah.
It was all one-sided. It was incited by the dude, the MMA dude. He heard a quote from LeBron James that was just taken right out of context, which was only regards to Anthony Davis, and then completely responded to it. We're like, oh, I would beat him if it wasn't for him. Like if he was really about that life, then why did Delonte West have sex with his mom? He would have lost all his teeth before that. Yeah. Like this was said about LeBron James, and LeBron James still didn't respond to that. So what I'm saying is, if you're going to report correctly, like, because everyone's going hard on Ice Cube because they said, oh, he's been meeting with Trump for this. No, he's been meeting with every single person in power in the freaking Senate in the state, you know,
like who's running for president and people that would hear him.
Exactly. He's working bipartisanly to make a contract for America. So for black America, so that black people in America can actually get equal rights that we deserve, that we have not been getting, because it's crazy.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm saying.
Right.
I'm not speaking on Lil Wayne's policies and everything, because hey, he could be like, it is a policy he's meeting with Trump with. Cool. The platinum plan or promise or whatever it is with Kim K and everything, but they are purposely just meeting with Trump. All right. And then you have 50 Cent purposely just meeting with Trump. And then you have Kanye West purposely just meeting with Trump. I'm not seeing them both go bipartisanly. So that's what I'm saying, is you can't, how do you clear their name if they're meeting with, they're meeting with the person in charge, with the current person in charge for a current situation. Whereas, and 50 Cent is super one-sided, because he's like, I want to be 50 Cent, not 20 cents.
It's real.
Like,
it's real, though. I get some amount of money. I don't want to get hit with my taxes.
No, like, and I totally get it. So he is openly supporting Trump because of that. Whereas Ice Cube is like, I'm not openly supporting anybody. I'm literally working with both sides. Whoever wins, we got to make amends, and we got to make concessions and everything to make sure that black America is taken care of. He is working for the black people. He is not working for either one of those parties.
And I 100% agree.
And it's crazy that the black America is actually coming at him like that, because of what the mainstream media is doing, kind of how it was almost done here on this show. I'm saying, if we're going to report, we need to be objective, and we.
How was it almost done on this show, though?
When you literally opened up your story, I had to correct you. Corey put his name in there, and I had to correct him too.
You didn't have to correct, because
I
said
don't know rappers, bruh.
He put out feelers to both camps. I said that.
Yeah, but you said he's meeting with Trump like Kanye West, which is not true.
It's the same thing, though.
It's not the same thing. West literally had a meeting with Donald Trump in the White House.
Okay, true.
and literally, thing, though,
you're
literally
trying to work
wearing
with the administration.
And literally wearing
the MAGA
Trump's
hat.
MAGA hat and openly supporting Trump and saying, I support this man.
Okay, I feel you.
Ice Cube has done none of that.
Different on
so
that
it's,
aspect.
So it's not the same. It
same
is not the
meeting
same.
With the man, because Kanye West wasn't wearing the MAGA hat sitting
he
next
wasn't
to Trump. Meet,
but the thing is sitting on a filler on, hey, these are contracts with America for to both teams saying, hey, how do we get this on the voting floor of the Senate and the House? Like, that is way different than meeting with the president on actually implementing your plan.
Okay. Well, at the end of the day, what's really important is that we're knuckle-dragging baboons that talk into the internet for a living.
That's true.
Big facts.
We don't know what the hell we're talking about half the time anyway. Don't believe me? Listen to the Jake and Corey Show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time we have for you today. That's Political Corner by DA. And Daniel Taylor.
Hey.
I may or may not have slipped in and out of a coma during that conversation, but nevertheless, we're still here.
Well, Kanye, man.
My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Let me quickly remind you about the Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store, now with more. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store. When you buy a t-shirt through our swag merch store, your purchase supports this small, independently owned business. fatguyradioshow.com/store. Your voice is your vote. Vote, 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 vote. Wait a minute. One more other point I want to make. Vote. Be heard November 3rd. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send a gift we love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Look us up, subscribe, follow, and share. Tell everybody you know about the show. When they ask you what's it all about through your mask, tell them they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. For Daniel Taylor.
What's good?
Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
And my little brother in absentia, little D.
Yeah, buddy.
I've been Corey Blaze with our show mantra, skinny people, fat people yeah, already me. Know they're fat, so stop reminding us. See you at the top. Good
Hello.
Night. Hello.